Tilly Tiptoes Takes a Curtain Call by Caroline Plaisted. Read by Susie Riddell. Chapter 1. Something exciting was happening at the Grand Theatre. I could tell. Like every Saturday morning, I was there for extras. Extras is a special ballet class I go to with my best friend, Rose. It's held in the dance studios of the Grand Theatre with a teacher of the Grand Ballet. This Saturday, my mum and dad drop me at the stage door. They're both dancers with the Grand Ballet. As I walked to the changing room, I could see groups of dancers huddled together, talking and grinning. What was going on? I wondered. Mum and Dad hadn't said anything to me, and when I entered the studio for the start of class, Miss Marion, our teacher, was just the same as she always is. She was standing at the front looking super smart, her feet turned out in a perfect first position. Miss Marion used to be a dancer, and she's quite strict. She's not unkind, but she expects us to concentrate and work hard. "Ready, boys and girls?" she smiled. "Then let's start." I'm never sure which bit of class I like best. At the beginning, when you're at the bar, you know you're preparing your body so it will be strong enough to do the centre work. But when you get to the centre and have the chance to face the mirror at the front of the studio, you're practising what it will be like to be on stage. So it's hard to decide. I love every bit of my class. This Saturday, we did lots of centre work. We danced to tunes from The Nutcracker, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, and even Swan Lake. Miss Marion made us laugh when we did a jumping routine. She said we sounded like a herd of elephants rather than elegant swans gliding across a lake.